On Monday, the PIAA Board of Directors met but took no action regarding winter or spring sports, despite the fact that Governor Wolf announced all schools will remain closed indefinitely. I'm joined now by Matt Coldren, the head basketball coach of the Wilson Bulldogs, his team, one of the teams still alive in the PIAA basketball playoffs. And Matt, why do you believe that the state tournament should be canceled?
You just got to watch the news. We're in the middle of something that's never happened before in our country. It's a scary time with this pandemic. We're not even close to the peak of it. And I just think there's other things that we need to be worried about as a country as opposed to finishing up a high school basketball tournament.
You don't have to speak out on this issue, and I'm sure it's not going to be a real popular opinion among some people. Why do you feel that it is important to say something now?
I don't know, Paul. This is priority number one in our country right now. And we have people dying every day. We have people being infected every day. And, we have people who are dragging their feet on making a decision that should be pretty easy at this point, especially since they're not going to be the first ones to cancel anything. The Olympics have been canceled. The NBA has postponed their season. Probably the greatest tournament of all time, the NCAA basketball tournament, was canceled weeks ago. I'm just not sure what the PIAA is waiting for to make a decision. It's not like they're going to be the bad guy. Many groups and organizations have already made decisions a while ago.
Do you think people are taking this coronavirus as seriously as they should be?
No, 100% no. Let me just give you an example. I was out, I've been out when it's nice out walking with my wife and my daughter, but we've been quarantined together. But yesterday when we were out walking, I saw five ladies, walking together who obviously don't live together. It's five moms, and they obviously weren't 6 feet apart. I just don't think people are truly getting the significance and the importance of social distancing right now. We're pretty lucky right now where we live, but we're not experiencing, what New York City is experiencing. But I just don't think too many people are taking it as seriously as they should.
Well, I appreciate your time as always, Matt, and stay safe.
Thanks, Paul.